Meditation for self-compassion. Find a quiet place to sit for a few minutes and allow your eyes to gently close. As you settle in, take a moment to set your intention for this practice. It could be to do this practice for your greater well-being, to practice treating yourself with kindness, or to gain a different perspective on yourself. Now take in a deep breath, bringing your shoulders up, then gently rolling them back and down as you exhale with an audible sigh. Take a few moments to engage in full, easy, relaxed breaths, noticing the sensations of each inhalation and each exhalation. If your mind wanders to other thoughts, that's fine. That's what our minds do. Don't fight your thoughts or fuse with them. Instead, gently bring your attention back to your breath, respectfully inviting the other thoughts into the background. Do this as often as needed during this meditation. Now, bring to mind someone you love, someone you feel safe with, someone who brings about positive emotions within you just by thinking about them. It could be a family member, friend, mentor, child, or even an animal companion. Pick someone for whom your emotions feel fairly pure and uncomplicated. As you bring this individual to mind, become a curious observer of your thoughts and emotions. Perhaps you are calling to mind a certain image of this person laughing, acting silly, or offering tender support and care. Maybe you feel deep joy, love, happiness, gratitude. Do a gentle body scan to notice where you feel these emotions in your body. Perhaps you feel a comfortable warmth in your chest, a smile on your face, a sense of ease in your core. As you focus on your feelings for this individual, imagine sending them some of your loving, generous thoughts and wishes for them. Within your mind, you can say things like, "May you be safe and healthy. May you feel loved. May you know joy and laughter. May you experience ease and well-being in life." If these words don't feel quite right, you are welcome to generate your own phrases. Now imagine that this individual has received your generous thoughts and wishes and is sending them back to you. What emotions do you feel receiving this loving kindness from your loved one? Take time to notice anything there is to notice as you experience these emotions in your body. Even take notice of the absence of sensations. That's okay too. Take a few moments to envision that this beloved individual is feeling a sense of struggle or unease. Maybe they have made a mistake, feel insecure, or are dealing with a challenging life situation. Notice how your own emotions change, or if they stay fairly constant. As you imagine your loved one struggling, send your kind wishes and compassion to them. Within your mind, you may say things like, "May you be kind to yourself during this difficult time. May you feel loved. May you know that you are not alone in your struggle. May you trust that you will move through this difficult time. Can you imagine that your loved one has received your compassionate wishes? Visualize this individual sending genuine gratitude and appreciation back to you for your loving, kind support. Now see if you can turn some of these kind, loving feelings that you offer to your loved one back towards yourself. You can start by saying some of the same affirmations to yourself in your mind. May I be safe and healthy. May I feel loved. May I know joy and laughter. May I experience ease and well-being in life. And also add, may I accept myself as I am. You can change the wordings to suit you, making sure that the tone you are using to communicate with yourself is one of loving kindness. How do you feel now? Do you notice feelings of loving kindness towards yourself? If so, where do you feel these emotions in your body? If you don't feel anything or you feel something other than loving kindness, just notice. That's okay too. If you come to this meditation with a current struggle that is heavy on your heart, bring it to your mind now. Notice any emotions that arise and where you feel them in your body. Try talking to yourself with words like, I notice that I am feeling a difficult emotion right now, and it hurts. This is understandable because everyone struggles and suffers, and life is imperfect by its very nature. You may wish to gently place your hand over your heart as a caring way to offer yourself comfort. Like you did with your loved one, can you send wishes and compassion to yourself? Try saying phrases like, may I feel compassion for my struggles and pain. May I remember that I am not alone in feeling this way. May I treat myself with kindness when I am hurting. May I hold my pain and struggle with gentle tenderness. May I remember that I am loved. May I trust that I will move through this difficult time. Once again, observe any emotions that arise and what they feel like in your body. Are you able to feel loving kindness for yourself? Do you feel tenderness, care, and compassion? Notice also if you don't feel these emotions, or if you feel something other than kindness and compassion. When we are learning to develop self-compassion, it can sometimes feel awkward or uncomfortable. If that is the case for you right now, simply take non-judgmental, accepting notice of these emotions and how they feel in your body. You may also notice judgmental thoughts, thoughts that judge yourself, or even judge the value of this type of meditation. These types of thoughts are all very normal, and they can be very convincing. With patience and tenderness, take notice of these thoughts. Thank your mind for trying to help you figure all of this out. That's what our minds do, after all. And refocus on your breath and body sensations. Engage in full, easy, relaxed breaths. And notice the sensations of each inhalation and each exhalation. Imagine that with each calm, gentle inhale, you are breathing in self-compassion and loving kindness. With each exhale, invite your emotions and body to soften as you receive the compassion and loving kindness you are offering to yourself. As this meditation draws to a close, let your mind drift throughout your body, taking a kind, caring inventory of what you notice. Do you feel any different now than when you first started this meditation? Have your emotions shifted or changed at all? If so, how do you notice this in your body? Take notice also of no change. That is okay too. The primary goal of this meditation is to practice treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Congratulate yourself on taking time to engage in this practice and opening into the idea that you deserve to be kind to yourself. This skill takes time to learn, and we may need to relearn it at various times in our lives. So the most important thing is that you showed up in the first place.